This is Nature Notes, a Maine Naturalist afield. I'm Glenn Muddlehauser, an ecologist and naturalist with Maine Natural History Observatory. I talked with Tracy, Liv, and Coco recently, one evening along the Down East Coast, to talk about their work with seabirds along the coast of Maine.
Yeah, I switched to biology my fifth year of college after originally going in for engineering and then to be a teacher, and then kind of realized by the end, and it was part of it was I didn't know that field biology really was a thing. Like, you're just not really exposed to it that much as a kid, unless you live in a specific circumstances. But now I feel like it's something that I'm so lucky to be able to do. And as far as like things that people don't know about field biology and the way that we live, I think a lot of the time when we do explain what we do, oh, I live on an island for 4.5 months. There's no running water. We don't shower. We don't ever leave. Yeah, people always ask that. And when you explain this to people, they're like, oh my gosh, this is so selfless of you. You're so giving and it's just so funny because to me, it feels completely the opposite way. Yeah. I feel so lucky and so privileged to be able to do this and live this life. And no, you don't get to shower. You don't sleep in a bed. But every day I wake up in a beautiful place. I have a purpose that feels really intentional and really important and is something that makes me feel good and like I'm contributing to something really exciting. I really feel so lucky to do that work. It's never felt like it's very selfless at all. It actually feels quite selfish. It's just that there's different things that make me really happy and make my soul feel like whole and good, I guess, than maybe your typical person living in a society, or maybe they just don't know. Yeah. But
I think that people don't know that is a thing that we all ascribe to as a basic belief system, is that like the world is the world and we are evolved animals who are here, and ours is not the only story and definitely not the most important story. Mm-hmm. And so I do think that a lot of people have no idea how much is happening around them, and that once you start paying attention, it's wildly exciting.
Yeah.
And I think all of us get to see these dramas unfolding every day, whether that's, you know, in your seabird colony where you get to see puffins and razorbills and MERS, or if it's with house sparrows in your backyard. And I think it does feel like unveiling a multidimensional universe that you didn't know existed when you first start to pay attention, I think. And some people never will, and they'll never care. But I hope that they do, because it makes life so much better and also makes you care more about climate change, I should hope, because that is a huge part of all the stories, is the ways in which, not only through climate change, through many, many different ways that people are impacting negatively all of the other systems. Yeah, I do think it makes you feel like the world is a more magical place. There's a lot of ways that we learn in school and talk about these rules that kind of dictate nature. And there are obviously, people have done a lot of studying to get there and stuff. And there are reasons why there are those concepts. But I think that getting, especially doing jobs where you're really living in the places that you're working, you just see stuff that is so much weirder all the time. I do think sometimes that if people actually paid attention to and understood the diversity in the natural world better, they would also understand better the diversity within humans. Everything's just more interesting.
That was Nature Notes, a Maine Naturalist afield from the Maine Natural History Observatory. This program was produced by Glenn Muddlehauser. The theme music is Keeper of the Light by Hallie Pottle Parker, performed by Hallie Pottle Parker and Kate Pottle. For more information, you can go to mainenaturalhistory.org. You can find more episodes of Nature Notes on the WERU archive or wherever you get podcasts.